Let's talk about new single then, Hands to Myself. I've actually only had the opportunity to play it a couple of times, but instantly I was like, yeah, this is another smash hit from Selena. Are you pretty happy with it?
Thank you. Yes, I am. It has to be my favorite song on the record. It was the last one that we wrote and created in the studio right before we were ending the entire... We were mixing the album, actually. The album was done, but this was kind of a last-minute thing when we were in the studio. It's one of those songs that's intoxicating, and I liked the idea of falling in love or even just being in that obsessive phase over someone, and I kind of loved that idea, so I'm very happy with it. I love the record.
That's cool. I was going to ask you about actually being in the studio, though, because it's quite a sexy song, but I was just wondering whether you felt like... Do you ever feel awkward in the studio? Because I'd imagine that you're like surrounded by like these soundproof walls and it's not necessarily a sexy scenario to be in, right?
Maybe, but I'm all about the mood. I have to set a good mood. So I usually have the lights pretty dim, and I actually love working with women because that's where I feel most comfortable. So Julia Michaels is actually one of the writers, and she, if I felt like I couldn't get there, she was always kind of my partner in crime. So, you know, yes, of course, when you're doing ad-libs and you have to do weird noises, it's kind of awkward, but I end up laughing at myself, so it's pretty fun. But yeah, you know, you're creating something, and I actually prefer being in a studio because that's where, you know, that's where I get to kind of just be in my little cocoon.
So the first time that you actually sat down and heard it all together, what was that like? Was that a big moment?
Oh, it was a huge moment. I remember we were FaceTiming Max Martin, and he had just heard a snippet of it, and he was freaking out. He added some bits at the end, which made the song even better, but it was one of those moments, for sure, where we knew we had something special. It's that's what you live for when you're in the studio. You want every song to feel like that, but, you know, it's not all of it works that way, but it's great.
So let's chat about, quickly, the Grammys. How big was that for you?
It was so fun. It was incredible. I mean, just to be a part of a night that's so special for many artists that I've respected for years, but to see my best friend of almost 10 years now just kill it was the greatest feeling. Because, you know, you go to these different award shows and you get nervous and anxious sometimes, but this was such a big deal, and it was so fun. We had the best time.
It was cool, and it was a nice moment for you as well, because you were definitely part of the process, especially with Bad Blood video, right?
Yeah, I remember when she called me and she had the idea. She's just like, I have this idea where I just have a bunch of our best friends come together and we just make this epic video. She's like, I'm not quite sure what the treatment is, but I feel like it'd be cool if you were against me, and because we're, you know, it was just like it was that kind of feel, and to see it come to life and see Joseph there at the Grammys too, the director. It was really crazy. And to be honest, I really think I thought we weren't going to win. Like, I didn't think she was going to win. I was like worried. We were up against, you know, such great videos that I watched all of them when we were there. So it was cool.
It must have been a fun night as well. Did you get up to anything crazy, or did you just kind of have a real girls' night together?
Well, after she won Album of the Year, there was definitely champagne involved, lots, and it was so fun.
Yeah.
So we, you know, we had all of our friends there, and we all went back to her house first, and, you know, our family was there, all the girls were there. It was just one of those nights where we could have stayed at her house the whole time. It was incredible. It was so fun.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. It's nice. One more thing before I let you go, because obviously you're a very busy lady and I don't want to take too much of your time. But last time we spoke, I don't know whether you remember, we made you into a superhero. And do you remember this? And we were talking about, you said that you wanted to be a healer, right?
Yes. And that oh my gosh.
That you wanted to give people soup and stuff like that.
Yes.
Are you still feeling that? Are you still feeling like super Selena? Are you still feeling like you're top of your game, like helping people and all that sort of stuff?
I mean, it's not to sound even cliche. That's why I even make music. I mean, I don't know. That's always just been who I am. That's how I was raised. So I love people. You know, I love being able to relate to them. So yeah, that's always going to be me. I don't think that's going to change, or else my mom would slap me silly.
Cool. That is a nice little reality check, wouldn't it?
Yes.